Begin by adopting a comfortable posture. Place your hands one on top of each other over your heart. When you are ready, take a deep breath and gently close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Breathe out and just relax. Take another deep breath. Breathe out. Just put your attention on your chest underneath where your hand is and allow yourself to feel the warmth of your hand flowing into your heart. And in your mind, when you remember the experience and you felt those unpleasant feelings come flooding up about how frustrated you feel at the moment, just think the thought, this is just a moment of suffering. And just breathe into the warm feeling underneath your hand. As you take the next deep breath, just remind yourself that this is what we all have in common. All beings suffer at different times and in different ways. As you take the next slow, deep breath, think the thought, may I be kind to myself in my suffering. May I show myself love and compassion. Imagine any negative judgments that you might have about yourself or about your past life or the way you've behaved or any aspect that isn't pure love and compassion. Just allow that to flow out either through the top of your head or just breathe it out on the next slow, deep breath. Maybe you might want to attach any negative judgments that you have about yourself or your past or your behavior or anything related to you to that untethered balloon, and then perhaps cut the string and just let all those judgments float away. Leaving only kindness and compassion for yourself. if any self-doubt enters your mind, just remind yourself, I'm there for you. I've got your back. I'm here. I'm here for you. Just allow your mind to wander onto some aspect of yourself or something that you've done that you feel good about, that you feel proud of or grateful for. Any time that you think distracting thoughts or your mind begins to wander, just remember that's okay, and may I be kind to myself. Yeah, this is a moment of suffering. I'm here for you. Now, gently, just imagine yourself making a call to reach out to someone. Allow yourself to feel whatever feelings might arise when you think about doing that, whether you have a right to do that, whether it's okay, why they don't contact you, why you have to be the one that's always reaching out. And again, just notice in those feelings, this is a moment of suffering. Take a deep breath. And may I be kind to myself in my suffering. And just allow any of those negative thoughts or unpleasant feelings to arise and to just pass. Just allow them to drift away. You don't need to push them away, just allow them to float away. And then imagine the person that you're reaching out to being delighted to hear from you and really wanting to come and be of whatever assistance that they could. Imagine them saying they would have come before, they just didn't realize they were too busy and they're sorry that they didn't reach out to you before. And as you take another slow, deep breath into your heart, just allow yourself to be open to receiving support and help from other people around you. Just imagine yourself being with other people and laughing and enjoying their company in a way that builds your energy and is not draining in any way. Allows you to feel relaxed, so you can really relax and just be yourself around these other people. If any thoughts of doubt about that come into your mind, just breathe into them and remind yourself that they're just thoughts of suffering. Allow yourself to be kind in the presence of them. And may I be kind to myself when I'm feeling sensitive to noise. doing really well. As you take the next slow, deep breath in, let's refocus your attention on your heart and the kindness flowing in the heat underneath your hand into your heart. I'm here for you. I'll never leave you. As you take the next slow, deep breath, allow yourself to think about making calls to ask people for help, support with transport or just being with you. And when you think of the possibility of them saying no because they have things on that they're already committed to, they want to help, but they're just unable to in that moment. Allow yourself to feel whatever feelings or judgments you might have about that. Breathe into those feelings. And if they feel unpleasant, just remind yourself, this is just a moment of suffering. Let those feelings go as you think, may I be kind to myself? Just breathe into that feeling of kindness. Just allow yourself to think, it's never about me. It's okay to ask for what I want. As long as I keep asking, I can get what I need. There are many people who want to help and support me. Just breathe into that thought. It's okay to keep asking. Breathe into the thought, I'm open to receiving support from unexpected places. Perhaps imagine somebody who you reached out to for help, who said no at the time, ringing you back unexpectedly a few days later and asking what you need and offering to help again. So go back to that slow, deep breath, breathing into the kindness from your hand into your heart. Just imagine so many offers of support coming that you have to start saying no, because you can't take them all at once. It's suggesting that maybe you can't accept all the support right now, but in the future, perhaps maybe next week, they might be able to help you. And imagine the people feeling grateful for the opportunity to be there for you and to connect with you, to have a laugh with you in the car, or at your place, or at their place, or wherever it is that you are. Imagine other people feeling grateful just for your presence, without you having to do anything draining or taxing, other than just be there. And that feels energizing for you. Let go of any judgments that you might have about things that you feel that you can't do right now. Just allow yourself to receive the goodness that's available for you. I'm here for you. You're not alone. This moment of suffering will pass. As you take the next slow, deep breath, allow yourself to feel compassion for people who are unable to support you at the moment. And remind yourself that it's okay to keep asking. It's okay to receive what you want and what you need. And may I be kind to myself when I have needs. Just keep taking a slow, deep breath, feeling the warmth of your hand, the warmth of your own kindness in your heart. If any thoughts of times of rejection or feelings of abandonment or people not being there for you happen to pop into your mind, just allow them to be there and remind yourself it's just a moment of suffering, and may I be kind to myself as I let those thoughts and feelings go. Just gently replace them with, I'm open to receiving what I need. I can receive with kindness and compassion. May I even be kind to the people who are unable to give me what I need as I move on to keep asking and finding people that can. Perhaps just imagine some of those connections with people you've lost contact with, reconnecting and growing even stronger than they were before, as you share more of yourself with them and what's been happening for you. Just allow them to be there to support you. If you have any feelings of resentment, perhaps towards people who've not contacted you or have let you down, allow those feelings to be there. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel them, just to be kind to yourself in the presence of those sort of feelings. Allow them to drift away. Allow them to be replaced with a sense of gratitude for what you have. I'm here for you. As we begin to wind up our self-compassion practice for today, let's take another slow, deep breath. Allow that feeling of warmth from your hand to continue flowing into your heart even after you take your hand away. Allow that feeling to start to generate itself deep within your heart and to flow out through your whole body. Down to your toes, out to your fingertips, up to your head. It's that feeling saying, I'm here for you. I am being kind to myself. Let's take another slow, deep breath. And then when you're ready, just gently open your eyes.